Hello and welcome along to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. I'm your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
If you've been struggling with anxiety or know someone who has been, then this podcast is for you.
Today, we're going to be covering some more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.
Ready? Let's dive in.
Hey, you there. Yeah, you. Have you heard of Puro? I've got some experience with it. It may sound like some new form of recreational drug, but Puro is actually a rare form of OCD. Most people who have this don't realise it. If you were a mum and kept having thoughts about drowning your baby, or a teenage boy thinking about having sex with your sister a few dozen times a day, who are you going to talk to about that? You're probably going to hide it, keep it a secret for years, maybe your whole life. Would you assume that the reason you have a sudden sexual image of your sister is because you have a psychological condition that misinterprets random harmless thoughts as dangerous intentions and desires? You'd probably think you had serious unforgivable issues and are a terrible person. I can't believe I'm thinking that. You might Google to find out what this means. Deliberately conjure up mental images of your sister while monitoring your feelings. Am I aroused or repulsed, excited or horrified? You might avoid her or family gatherings. Maybe spend many hours a day in a spiral of rumination and problem solving, trying to figure out what is wrong with you and how to fix it. Unfortunately, all these attempts to rid yourself of doubt and worry are compulsions, which maintain the problem. Normally, OCD consists of recurring intrusive thoughts, obsessions, and behaviours that the person carries out to nullify these obsessional thoughts, compulsions. Puro is not considered to be separate from OCD. It was coined to describe a kind of OCD where the person seems to have only obsessions and no compulsions. However, this is not actually what's happening. With Puro, you're still trying to counter the obsessional thoughts with compulsive behaviours, it's just that the behaviours are internal. They're thought-based. Huh? How does that work? Well, let's use a couple of examples. Let's say you were having an intrusive obsession, an image of stabbing someone you care about with a knife. This is absolutely not what you want to happen and are afraid of it coming to pass, so you try to prevent it by checking in with your feelings, perhaps. Any anger towards that person? I'm not sure. Maybe. What if there is? I can't be sure. I better keep thinking about it until I'm certain there's no chance of it happening. But the doubt lingers. Sexual orientation doubts are common among straight and gay sufferers of Puro. The mental anguish and experimentation involved can resemble a coming out process, so they often get misinterpreted by sufferers and by those around them. It can even happen when you have nothing against being another orientation, but you still end up terrified. This is because of the feelings of doubt and the belief that you need certainty to be safe. You must know your identity, what kind of person you are, and to feel sure of this, to move on, which feeds into doing more thought compulsions, desperately trying to gain that certainty. Now, generally, all the compulsions with Puro won't actually be thought-based. You can't help but have some spillover into behaviours. You might avoid knives or certain people, or engage in checking the internet, seeking reassurance from others, checking in with your body's sensations. That one's sort of a thought. You get why I said there's crossover. Now, obviously, this is going to cause a lot of distress and also make it difficult to go about daily life, just like other forms of OCD. However, the tricky bit is in the treatment. With OCD that has outward behaviours, you can use the very successful exposure with response prevention treatment. You get exposure to the anxiety-provoking thoughts, but prevent the compulsive behaviour that is meant to protect you, like washing your hands. When the feared event doesn't happen, the brain tones down its expectation of danger, and you get reduced anxiety and urges to do the compulsive behaviours. With Puro, a lot of the compulsions are internal, so it gets a bit trickier. The same treatment works, but thoughts are harder to prevent than physical behaviours. Imagine you have a frightening image or thought pop up and you want to do your usual method of feeling safer again. But you need to not do that so your brain can see it's safe. The intense effort that is put into escaping intrusive thoughts or preventing them only serves to highlight their importance to the brain. The more you fight them, the more your brain will bring it up again until it feels like you're having these unwanted thoughts constantly. How do you not think a thought? I find the best method is rather than trying to not do something, is to focus on doing something else. And with anxiety, the best approach is to do the opposite of what the anxiety is driving you to do. Thus, frightening thoughts about stabbing someone you care about, the treatment would be thinking about stabbing them. It's the quickest way for your brain to realize that you're not going to do them harm just because your brain is having images of this. intrusive thoughts are commonly about violent acts, overwhelming doubts, and sexual imagery. Anything ego dystonic, that is, they're against your sense of self, your ego. They're not thoughts that actually fit with you. The intrusions will pick on anything that you find unacceptable or repugnant. Usually, outside of movies, if you're afraid you might do something like hurt somebody and this is out of character for you, then it's an intrusion, not some kind of premonition or desire on your part. It has nothing to do with you, who you are, and what you will do, except insofar as telling you that you're averse to that action or way of being. It's really tempting to try to reason with the thoughts. Don't bother. It may improve things for a week, but it's just another compulsion. Your brain just thinks it's safe because you did that thing. It doesn't last. You can't out-logic OCD. It was non-rational to begin with. It's like trying to rationalize with a monkey. What it needs is repeated, graded exposure to the feared thought, image, or perceived urge until your brain adapts into seeing that nothing bad happens. It starts to accept the inevitable uncertainty of life, and intrusive thoughts start to bother you less frequently. So in short, puro is a term sometimes used to describe when someone has OCD with mostly thought-based compulsions. This often goes unrecognized and can be very shameful for the person suffering from it, as the thoughts are generally sexual or violent. It's trickier to treat, as the target of the treatment, the compulsions, are internal. However, I've had people make significant improvement with the right treatment. If this is something you're struggling with, get help from a professional who knows what they're doing and can be with you on your journey through this. Therapy for puro can take a while and will require commitment from you, as doing the exposure means facing thoughts and images that will make you so anxious you think you can't stand it. Hang in there. You got this.
Thank you for listening to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. That's it for this week's episode. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. That's at Anxiety Specialists. And if you're interested to learn how you can live an anxiety-free life, you can get our epic Anxiety Reducer Guide absolutely free, so you can get started right away on getting your anxiety back down. Just grab the link in the show notes. Feel free to message us and let us know what you'd like to learn next. I am your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
And we're going to be back next week with more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.